Hello, friends, and welcome back to the second hour of Out of This World Radio with your host, Ted Marr, broadcasting live from the studios of KKNW on 1150 AM here in beautiful Bellevue, Washington, just outside Seattle on the west coast of the United States. The purpose of this program is to raise consciousness and make this world a much better and happier place. And I know that with everyone's help, we can and will make this earth a much better place. During this second hour, I'll be bringing on Tom Palladino for a few minutes to talk about his wonderful Scalar Energy Healing Program. It's a free program. And I'll also be at the Tent Commons tomorrow about just south of Seattle, giving out information on his fantastic program. And then the rest of the hour, I'll be interviewing Michiko Hayashi of the Modal Peace Project to talk about their Hado vibrational machines. Now, the two systems are basically much alike, and so it'll be fascinating talking to both of them in a few minutes. Yesterday, on March 22nd, was also World Water Day, and I'll also be bringing on Michiko Hayashi to celebrate this beautiful day to honor water. As Dr. Masaru Emoto used to say, water is God and God is water. So water is very sacred and is so important to all of us. With that, I'd like to, if we could, play this. This is a upbeat song from Spanky and our gang called Lazy Day. I'd like to play a minute or two of that and then go right on to my friend Tom Palladino. Great. What a nice start of the program for the second hour. Nice, upbeat, optimistic song. And with that, I'd like to bring in my friend, Tom Palladino. He's the world-famous Scalar Energy Healer from Florida. Tom, are you there?
I am. Hi, Ted. Great to hear from you again.
Always good to have you on, Tom. Well, for people that that don't know what Scalar Energy is, in 25 words or less, could you explain how it helps people? Just kidding,
sure.
About 25 scale words.
Sure. Scalar energy is chi or prana. And how can we help people? Well, scalar energy can break apart germs, or scalar energy can assemble nutrients such as vitamins in the body.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I've seen your pictures, and the pictures you showed me, Tom, were pictures of people in Africa who've been exposed to this scalar energy. And the way you work it, you'll take a picture of them, as I understand it, run it through your machines, and then you'll do that every day or how many times you need to do it. And then over a period of sometimes just even a day, sometimes weeks, sometimes months, at the end of that period, very often that condition is gone, completely gone. And
that's correct.
Yeah, and it's almost like an episode of Star Trek. You're on board a ship somewhere outside of planet Earth, Tom, and you're waving, the Dr. Crusher is waving this wand over you, and then she reports to Captain Kirk, well, he's fine now. I just waved this wand over him. And actually, Gene Roddenberry, the creator of Star Trek, said that he was later contacted by benevolent extraterrestrials in his dreams at night, and that formed the basis for his materials in Star Trek, which is just fascinating.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what Gene Roddenberry said in interviews later on before he passed away. But so it's not too far-fetched to have this wand, but your wand basically is you take a picture of someone. And the thing that I like about you, Tom, is that you have a free program for people, for healing people. I mean, you don't do it for money. You do it because you want to make this planet a better place. And I always remember you saying that you want to heal the world.
Yeah, that's right, Ted. That's my goal. And please join me. I want to heal the world. So imagine if all I need is a photograph to send helpful, beneficial scalar energy to a person, with that energy, I can break apart, I can disassemble the molecular structure of a virus or bacterium or mold or fungi. Imagine what that means to the world.
Wow.
With a photograph, we can cure people of viral, bacterial, and fungal disease.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the world that Ted and I envision. A world where you will have universal health care. And scalar energy is going to lead the way as a modality to allow the world to be treated with beneficial energy and to overcome disease, at least pathogenic disease, and do so really on a humanitarian, in a very open fashion. We want to heal the world. That's our goal. And in order to do so, we want to make the treatments free. And Ted will elaborate upon our free treatment.
Right. Well, there's a website called www.selfhealgo. It's selfhealgo.com. And I believe it's on that website, if I'm not mistaken, Tom, where you have a free 15-day program. And you sign
That's
up.
Correct.
You sign up there. You send a recent picture of yourself. And then for 15 days, Tom, with your permission, of course, will send the scalar energy to you to help you heal. Now, the thing that you told me about through scalar energy is that that your equipment literally disassembles the pathogens. Is that what they do? They disassemble the molecules?
That's correct. It might appear to be Star Trek, but that's true, and that's accurate. Scalar energy instrument works at the molecular level. We can break apart, we can disassemble a germ at the molecular level so it no longer exists. I am going on record by saying we have discovered the cure for germs. We have discovered the cure for pathogenic infection.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's amazing. What kinds of things have you been to help people with, Tom?
Well, just last night I spoke to a woman who had a herpes, genital herpes, for years.
Uh-huh.
And she reported to me that she's cured and she no longer has any outbreaks. So anything from tuberculosis to genital herpes to cholera to malaria.
Right, wow. Now, the other thing, too, I remember I asked about cancer, and you do not treat cancer. Is that correct?
That's correct. I've not perfected any technique to treat cancer, correct.
Right. So, wow, that's amazing. That is just amazing.
It is. It's a godsend.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I have to ask, if you don't mind me asking a question, Tom, what inspired you? How did you get started on this, and what inspired you to start your program?
It was Nikola Tesla. As a youngster, I was reading about Tesla, and I always wanted to be an inventor. I always wanted to research. And once I read about what Nikola Tesla was doing, I had it in my mind that I would in some way imitate him and carry on in his place.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, I've been in touch with Nikola Tesla, of course, on the other side, and I've quoted him in my new book, Messages from the Masters, but I'm getting it there. He's very proud of you, Tom, and so are all the other angels as well. So, your website again is www.selfhealgo.com. That's selfhealgo.com. And for those interested who are in the Seattle area, please come to the Emerald Spiral tomorrow. I'll be there with a lot of brochures on scalar energy healing, and there's all the information there. If you want to contact Tom, there will be numbers, phone numbers as well to call him. And Tom, thank you so much on behalf of everyone listening today around the world for your beautiful work to help heal humanity.
Thank you, Ted. It's always a pleasure. And those in the listening audience, you're in good hands. Ted is such a kind soul, and I turn it over to you, Ted.
Okay. Thank you, Tom. Have a beautiful weekend, Tom, and thank you again so much for your work.
God bless. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Thanks so much. And with that, I'd like to introduce everyone to Michiko Hayashi. She has, of course, been on my show before. She's from Tokyo, Japan. She works in the Emoto office there. She was the administrative assistant to Dr. Masaru Emoto, one of the world's most famous people, before he passed away on October 17th, 2014. Michiko was his administrative assistant for over 10 years. And today she'll be talking about Hado machines. Also, yesterday, March 22nd, was World Water Day. And I hope she can do a water prayer today to help the world as well. Michiko, thank you so much for being here on the show today.
Hi, Ted. Hi, everyone. It's nice to be back here again. Thank you so much for having me here.
Wonderful, wonderful. Now, you have a fascinating background, Michiko. You were Dr. Emoto's administrative assistant for over 10 years, so you were able to see much of his work and also see how the Hado machines work as well.
Right. I learned a lot from him in this past 10 years and a half.
Okay. Would you like to say a water prayer for World Water Day today, if you like, or just go to...
Yes, it was yesterday, and I offered water prayer at the Pacific Ocean twice yesterday. Actually, three times.
Wonderful.
So you want me to do it now?
Yes, if you could. Okay. This is a 528 hertz tuning fork that she has. And when she hits it, I'm going to push this mic a little closer to get a better audio. When she hits it, she'll be sending the love vibration all over the world. So go ahead, Michiko. Wonderful. Thank you so much for doing that.
You're welcome.
Michiko, what are Hado machines exactly?
Hado means vibration. What it does is Hado vibrational machine detects what kind of root cause you have when you have the problems or diseases, and allows people to adjust their vibrations and fixes the root cause of the problems they have.
Oh,
briefly.
Wow, that's amazing. That's amazing, because most medicine here in the United States, anyway, most of them focus in on the symptoms, but not the cure. But anyway, that's fascinating. Go ahead and tell us more
about
the Hado machines and how they work.
What Dr. Emoto used to do was to detect, using this Hado device, he detected all the patients' root cause and transmitted information or imprinted information to cancel out the patient's negative information or vibration, which is the root cause of the problem that the clients have, and imprinted that information into water and had the patients drink it. And what we do is for patients to do basically the same thing using the Hado vibrational device that we use now within our office or with our coworkers.
I want to share a story with you. You were at the Galactic Wisdom Conference here recently in Olympia, Washington, and you, along with Yoshi or Shiichiro Yoshinuchi, gave several people Hado treatments with these machines. And one of the people, I won't give her full name for privacy, but her name's Maureen, and I got a message from her yesterday saying that the treatment that you did for her helped her improve her relationship with her daughter, who she's been estranged with for years. It really helped, she said.
Well, thank you. That's nice. That's one of the cases that we have, and the Hado device can fix any kind of trouble that we have or desires or wishes that the people want to accomplish.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. Now you'll be at the Kent at the Emerald Spiral tomorrow, giving Hado treatments. Is that right?
I will be able to make the water for people. Yes, I'm not going to treat any people, but I can make some water.
You can make some water for people. Yeah. And so for those interested, we'll both be at the Emerald Spiral. It's from about, I think it's 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 o'clock.
Starting at 9.
Starting at 9 a.m. In Kent. And it's just south of Seattle at the Kent Commons, just off of the 167, the Valley Freeway. This machine is pretty incredible, isn't it? And it's made, what is the name of it called?
It's Kazutama System. The one that I have, the newly produced, was called Kazutama Mini, and the small device that anyone can use, even though we don't have any knowledge of how to use the machines.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. Now, I mentioned this during the first hour, too, and I'll mention it again during the second hour. We have a local jeweler here in the Seattle area who wants to support the efforts of the Modal Peace Project, and he's donating a number of gemstones to the Modal Peace Project to help raise money to print children's books. And so if you can come down to the Emerald Spiral tomorrow, which is a free event, by the way, between 9 a.m. and 5 p.m., if you donate to the Modal Peace Project, we will be giving out these gems as part of that. But I don't know. There'll be prices for that. I don't know what the prices will be yet. But we'll be there tomorrow, and And I'm so glad that that you can all come. Michiko, one thing that Dr. Emoto used to say is that everything is haro, or vibration. Could you explain that a little bit?
Sure. He found out during his practicing or treating people with using haro machine, he found out that everything is vibrating. And when people have disease or trouble, or for example, every part of the organs have their own frequencies of vibrations. When they are not in well balanced, and when it keeps on being not well balanced, then the certain places will start to have problems.
Okay. One thing interesting I wanted to ask you about is cancer cells. They vibrate at a very low vibration, don't they?
To be honest, I don't know if they are low vibration or not, but okay. The part exactly where the people have the problem, the cancer, and, for example, liver has liver's own frequency. And if it's not having that frequency that's supposed to be, or if the patient is having the negative vibration that attracts the cause of this cancer, they're resonating with this negative information, a negative vibration. So that's how people end up having cancers in certain places.
Interesting. From what I remember, cancer cells vibrate at 2 hertz, which is a very low vibration, and your love tuning fork vibrates, however, at 528 hertz, which is a much higher, because love is the highest vibration, I think, of all everything in the universe. I know that Dr. Emoto did a lot of research as well into love and gratitude and water crystals as well. Tell us about the love and gratitude water crystals. I mean, what he found.
He took many, more than 200,000 water crystals in the past, and he found out that love and gratitude is one of the most, love and gratitude is the most beautiful crystal that water made. And he learned that if people are in the state of love and gratitude, then everyone's immune system works well, and everybody will be living in harmony.
Wow.
That's what he found.
That's amazing. Now, your own work is with the Messages from Water book, and you give those out worldwide. Is that correct?
Yes, that's what Emoto Peace Project is.
Okay. And so tomorrow, when you make water for people, those proceeds will help buy children's books?
I hope so, yes.
Okay.
That's why I'm, taking Haro Mini or Kazutama Mini.
Okay, great. You were explaining off-air earlier about the different, that words have meanings and that everything. Could you explain a little bit about that? There's a Japanese term for that.
We have the term, the word called kotodama. Kotodama means spirits in words. And also kazutama means spirits in words, which means every word has its own spirit. The spirit is described. No, energy is described as spirits. So if the words are positive, then it creates the positive energy there. If the words are negative, then that creates the negative energy there. And also, it is in the teachings of Shintoism. And Kazutama also, that means number in spirits in numbers. And it's also that all what Yoshi discovered was that numbers in the spirits in numbers describes the universe, and it's in the Shintoism.
Wow, that's fascinating. You know, for people here in the United States and elsewhere in the Western world, many of us probably haven't thought about that. There is a section of people, of paranormal people that do work in numerology.
Oh, good. good.
And they say, like Glenys McCants is a famous numerologist, she says that different numbers mean different things. For example, 8, the number 8, is a number for prosperity. And so if you want prosperity, Michiko, you put a number, you write 8 on a number and you put it in your wallet. Because that'll bring prosperity to you. 5 is a very balanced number. The number 9 is a number of completion. And she also said that, like, for example, the year 2017, if you take 2017, you add 2 plus 0 plus 1 equals 3, plus 7 equals 10 or 1, and that's a new beginning. 17, she said, was a new beginning year. The year 2016, if you add all those numbers together from the year 2016, you get 9. 2 plus 1 equals 3, plus 6 equals 9. And so that's a completion year, was a completion year for everyone, for many people. And then the 17 and 18 out are new years for people, starting on new paths, new career goals, sometimes new relationships and new jobs. So it's interesting how she talks about it, too. Sometime I'll put you in touch with her if you like. I'm sure you'd have an interesting conversation with her, because she would probably agree with you that numbers have spirits in them, meaning different things.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Besides that, what else have you found? Like, I know that you have the love and gratitude crystals, the coasters and everything, and the shirts. I remember you said something about if people wear shirts with the love and gratitude on it, that their energy goes up or their vibrations go up.
Well, we tested with a T-shirt of love and gratitude water crystal on it, and the word love and gratitude in Japanese. And that's what Dr. Emoto tested in 2014 before he passed away with his own wife. And using the Haddo device that we use in our office. And it showed that when Mrs. Emoto had love and gratitude T-shirt on, then the energy of her brain went up, increased like by 76%. Dr. Emoto had known already long time before that, that love and gratitude was immunity. So he always said that it's always good for everyone to say I love you and thank you for before we do drink any water or eat anything or to be with any people, to do things that we are doing. That's what love and gratitude was.
Wow, that's really incredible. That's really incredible. Now, he also did experiments with radioactive water, didn't he?
Yeah.
Could you tell us about that, if you like?
Sure. I think I have said this before.
Okay,
but,
go ahead.
I think it was 1999 when we had the problem of a nuclear plant leaking. The people who were living in that area sent Dr. Emoto the water from there, saying because they were so worried about the water that they are using, and asked Dr. Emoto to test the water. And he did it. He tested it, and the water was really polluted. Obviously, he could tell from the water crystal that he obtained from that very water. So what he did was he wrote love and gratitude in words and put the love and gratitude water crystal on that water and left it for 2 days and tested afterward. Then the water that was really polluted and could not even form any crystal started to make beautiful crystal. So he learned that water does restore with the energy of love and gratitude.
Wow, that's amazing. And that's why, do you think that Dr. Emoto wanted these little children's books to go around the world to teach kids love and gratitude?
Well, that's, yes, I think so. It really changes the world. And not only love and gratitude, but this children's book, The Message from Water, shows how powerful the words we use are, and how powerful our thoughts are, our intentions are, and everything we see, everything we say, everything we hear affect our physical body and environment. And when children learn about this from since they are really young, then their life really changes for the better direction. They will be living in harmony, getting along, trying to get along with everyone, be kind and create the harmonious world.
Wonderful, wonderful. And I hope you don't mind me asking this too, Mitchie. Why did he select children as one of the groups to teach?
It's because children are the future of the world, and also it's our responsibility to recreate this world with love and gratitude for a harmonious place for the children, the future generations of of this earth. And to do that, children around the world are the most important, in that they will be, in about 10 to 20 years, they will be adults who will be creating the world. And that's why he decided to give this book to children for free.
Oh, isn't that nice? How much do they... okay, wonderful, wonderful. Back several years ago, I know you did some rice experiments where you had several bowls of rice, and in one bowl of rice you sent positive thoughts to, another one you sent negative thoughts to, and a third bowl of rice you sent, you just ignored. What could you tell us a little bit about that experiment?
Sure. This is something that I did, but so many other people around the world have done it in their own different languages, many languages too. People sometimes do it with I love you or I hate you and ignored. But the one that I did was I cooked rice and I prepared four different jars, and I put the same rice into four different jars, cooked rice into four different jars, and put love and gratitude on the one jar. On the second jar, I put thank you. And the third jar, I put the word you fool. And the fourth one, I put ignored. And in 1 month, they started to show they had the obvious result accordingly. So that's something that people can do at home or at school. And people can do this kind of experiment with flowers. Some people have done this with flowers or fruits or any kind of anything. And they will see the results.
Well, I think it's important. I wanted to ask you just a further question on that. So the two bowls of rice with love and gratitude and thank you, did they, for the month, did they still look pretty good after the end of the month? I mean, they looked fresh and there wasn't any mold or anything?
The one with the word you fool got rotten, and it looked really black and dirty. But the rice that had thank you got fermented, and it was really it smelled fermented and nice and looked nice also.
Mm-hmm. Fascinating. What about the one bowl of rice that it said ignored on it? From that?
Ignored was the worst, because it was even worse than you fool, because by ignoring, you're not the one that the substance is not receiving any vibration. By showing the word or saying you fool, it's negative and bad, but still you're giving the energy to it. The worst comes you ignore. That's the worst time.
Let me, if I may, extend this to raising children. And this fits in with your book project, too, where you teach the books teach kids about love and gratitude. So that if children are given lots of love and taught about love and gratitude, they should turn out to be pretty good people. Would that be a safe assumption?
Yes, correct.
Okay.
And not just with children, but also with plants and pets, animals, and everything.
Okay. On the other hand, in comparison, if you take some children and you use lots of negative words with them, instead of being positive with love and gratitude, you criticize them all the time, or you make them feel bad or terrible. What kind of effect does that have on their personalities long term?
Well, in a long term, these children won't probably know how to live well, and it affects their personality. But also, the person who says that has the same result, because that's everything is a vibration. What he or she's saying is a vibration, it's a wave, so it comes back to the person as well.
What about children who are ignored? What do you think that has on
their
effect?
I always say that the worst thing is to ignore, so please do not ignore, because you're not living the life to the child that you're ignoring.
Many people I've heard from studies, Michiko, say that if you ignore children to get attention later in life, they will end up committing crimes, so they get the attention that they want. It's any kind of attention to them is better than no attention. So they'll get attention all right, because they were ignored when they were children.
Well,
I've just heard that from different studies.
I know that people who were not raised well, children who did not receive enough love or positive words, or were not raised with enough attention, as they become older, they will not know how to live well. And by then, the parents realize what wrong did they do, or why are their own children like that. But it's the cause is from the childhood.
Mm-hmm.
And as parents realize how poorly they raised as children grow older, so they start to give so much attention and love to their own children as they become adults. But then at that time, even though how much love the parents give to the children, to those such children who were lacking love and attention all the time, by the time they are adults, even though no matter how much love they receive from the parents, it's always like a desert. You just pour water, it goes away. It's always lacking. Mm. So it's before it gets too late, give enough love and attention and goodwill, be kind to children, respect children, and that's how they grow to be well.
Wonderful. What is your website so people can get more information about your beautiful work, Michiko?
It's www.emoto peaceproject.net, N-E-T.
Okay. Now, one thing I wanted to ask you, too, about the Hado machines. I've heard before that those machines actually go back 7 lifetimes spiritually. Could you explain a little bit about that, please?
This is because everything is vibration. So when we are born, we have the 50% of the DNA from our mother and 50% DNA from father. And also our parents have, again, 50% from their own parents, and that makes 100%. So what happens is when we are born, we have all this history of our parents and ancestors. Also, we have the information, energetical information from our past lives. I mean, I know that in Christianity, or Christians don't believe in the reincarnation, but we, from our statistics, know that our energy or physical body dies, but our energy, which is soul or spirit, stays in this world, even though we cannot see it. But such energy creates comes from karma, brings positive karma or negative karma. And always we carry on this energies from our past lives, and also from our parents' energies or DNAs. So that shows in this machine, Hado machine detects when we have any physical problem or troubles, then it detects what is the cause of our problem. Is a lot of times it comes from our past lives or our parents' karma or negative energies that we carry to this life that we can't even see.
That is just fascinating. That is just fascinating. Do you mind if I ask another question about that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Sometimes when have you found or Yoshi's found in his work with the Hado machines that people are carrying karma from not only themselves but their other family members as well?
Exactly. Because I translate his Hado session sometimes, and I would say about 70% of the people who come to Yoshi's therapy, in a lot of times those 70 people have this root cause which comes from their own past life or parents, like for example miscarriage or the kids who died as they were born or very very young, and the energy stays because they wanted to be born or because they wanted to live long, and parents didn't know that they were how miscarried babies were feeling, but the energy stays and they were just coming to us and trying to appeal that they wanted to live, they wanted to be here, they wanted to share life with everyone.
Wow, so that's incredible. Mm-hmm. That's really amazing. Don't mind me asking, I got another question. This goes back to Dr. Emoto. Could you explain the 80-10-10 principle?
Sure. That comes from bacteria, the field or world of bacteria. Dr. Emoto always said the law of vibration, law of Hado vibration, shows that everything is the difference of the size. As our human body is the small, micro world, the micro universe. And he said, what is happening within our body is what is happening in the on this earth also, and what is happening on this earth is what is happening in the universe. But before our what is happening in the in our body is that, as we all know, that we have good bacteria and negative bad bacteria within our bodies, and we need to have good bacteria so that it can we can stay healthy. And Dr. Emoto learned that in the world of bacteria, all kinds of bacteria have 10% of good bacteria and 10% of negative bacteria. And in between, this 80% of in between, they don't know which way to go. So if this 10% of good bacteria expands a little bit bigger than 10%, like 10.1% even, then this rest of this 80% that doesn't know which way to go will come to good bacteria that became just a little more than 10%. Mm-hmm. So that's Dr. Emoto always said 10%, 10%, and 80%. So if we change the world, if we deliver if the world becomes aware of love and gratitude and starts to live in harmony, if the 10%, a little more than 10% of world population lives in loving harmony, then the whole world will change rapidly.
That's what a beautiful concept.
I think so too.
That gives humanity such hope for the future.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Michiko, you've traveled around the world and you give your presentations to many places, including children as well. What do you see happening? Do you think the world's getting to be a better place?
I think so. A lot more people are being aware, awakening, and many people are trying to do better things But there's still so many people that don't even know or don't even care about creating the world a better place. So still a lot to go. But the good thing is that more and more people are trying to change the world for the better.
Now, you have some books from Japan you'd like to ship here to distribute. Mm-hmm. How could people help you with that, Michiko?
With a donation, I would say, because I have the supporter who printed many children's books in English and Spanish in Japan, because we have had this printer for many years, for more than 20 years now, and that so this printer prints children's books for such a reasonable cost. And so we printed more than 3,000 copies in English and in Spanish. But we have to have the money to send this book to the U.S. So that I can distribute each book to each public schools, all the public schools, and all the libraries around the United States.
Wonderful. So if people wanted to donate to the Moto Peace Project to help pay for the shipping of these books, Michiko, how could they do it? Could they do it through PayPal?
Yes. PayPal would be good if they can send the donation to Crystal, CRYSTAL, at hado.com. And this is the account for it. The donation for a Moto Peace Project for by PayPal.
Oh, and any amount would be appreciated, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. It would be very helpful. Thank you so much.
Well, if everyone listening today just donated $1, you would have over $160,000.
Wow, that's wonderful.
You'd have a lot.
Yeah.
You'd clearly have your $500 to ship the books here.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, there's other expenses, too, in printing, and I'd like to make this an ongoing.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you looking for a printer somewhere here in North America and Canada, the United States, to help print the books as well in the future?
In the future, yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, wonderful, wonderful. If people want a copy of the book themselves, can they contact you directly for a copy of the book?
Yes, please contact me. My email is Hayashi, Hayashi, at hado.com.
Wonderful, wonderful. Michiko, hope you don't mind me asking, how did you ever get interested in the work of Dr. Emoto?
I worked as Dr. Emoto's personal assistant for so long, and when he started this Emoto Peace Project, I was there as an assistant, and I automatically started to help him because it was such an important project. Then he registered this Emoto Peace Project in Tokyo in 2011 when we had Fukushima disaster to help people in Fukushima as well. So from then, I was part of this Emoto Peace Project.
Mm, wonderful. Are you looking for scientists who might want to volunteer to help your office do research?
It would be wonderful. Sure.
Okay, okay. Yeah. And if they wanted to contact you about that, if there's any young scientist out there who'd like to do water research, how could they do that?
Probably they want to contact Hido or me too. They can contact me by email at Hayashi, Hayashi, at hado.com.
Mm-hmm. Wow, fascinating. Now, when you say you're going to be making water for people, is that because water has memory?
Water has memory, and using this Hado or Kazutama device, Kazutama meaning spirits in war numbers, Yoshi discovered that there was a hidden law in this Kazutama, the spirits in numbers. And he kept thinking, how can he apply this hidden law that was in the ancient Shintoism. Then he received the information from above that he should be using this secret law into this Kazutama device. So that's what he did, and this machine, Kazutama Mini, is made for anyone to use, not only for therapists, but I will be using it so that people will be able to, this machine has, you can select the menu if you, for example, if you want to be living healthy or release the pain that you have, then all you need to do is you press the menu of pain release or pain, and then you put your hand, and then the machine will detect what is the cause, the root cause of the pain you're having, and then imprint that information to cancel, make the water imbalance. So then as you drink it, then your pain will be gone. Or sometimes people will have the desire to have more money coming in or abundance. Then you press this menu of money abundance or financial abundance. Then it will detect what is blocking your abundance. Then it will make the water for you to have this financial abundance. We have 30 menus, so people will just be able to select the menu for the day, and people can just drink this water for their own happiness and health.
That's amazing. I remember once you told me about a story where a gentleman had created a new company, and if he had a new logo, you could put the logo on the machine to create better financial success and abundance for the company.
Company also, and also for the personal base also. If there is anyone who cannot come to this place, then we can make water or heal people remotely as well.
What about, let's say, a couple just gotten married, okay, husband and wife, and they want happiness for the future and abundance.
Mm-hmm.
Could it be possible to create something for them?
Yes. What we do is just show the picture of those two people together and then make the water that will help them resonate with each other.
I see. So that, for example, if the couple has any negative karma, that could help take away the negative karma?
I think so.
That's interesting. What is karma? It's a past debt. Is that right spiritually?
Yeah, that's a spiritual yeah.
Okay. In the universe, things tend to balance out between negative and positive. Is that right?
Exactly. Whatever you do, because it's energy. Everything is energy.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't even see the energy. We cannot see what people are thinking, but it's energy. What we are doing, what we are saying, what we are thinking is also energy. And energy stays. And if we do good things, then the energy will be positive and good, and that will stay and come back to us as positive, good, beautiful energy.
Mm-hmm.
But when we do, when we think, when we, even though we are not aware, but if we cheat people, if we treat people ugly, that's all negative energy, and that stays there with that person who's doing that. And eventually, he or she will have to pay back in the next life as negative karma.
Fascinating. Did Dr. Moto ever talk about the different spiritual realms of people, how we're more than just a physical body? We have souls and different dimensions around us as well?
He did, but he did not really focus on that.
I see.
Yeah. Okay. He focused on energy and vibration.
One thing he talked about, too, was water is God, or is God is water?
He said that water is God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because it just knows water is in everything. Without water, nothing can stay alive.
Well, that's amazing. That's amazing, Michi. We've got about 4.5 minutes left, and I want to give you the rest of the time and then also play the water song at the end. Are there any other subjects you'd like to talk about today?
Sure, thank you. This Hado Yoshi's Kazutama Mini is an amazing device that Yoshi made. He was the very first and best student of Dr. Moto's, and Yoshi was asked to continue with the research on vibration and continue to give the therapy to people to heal people. And now this device he made is for everyone, for anyone to use. And the very nice thing, fun thing about this Hado Mini, the Kazutama Mini, is that it has like water crystal reading of the day. So it's more like a tarot game that you can do with water crystals. It has the water song music as a background music. And when you can press the button, and then this Hado Mini will show you what kind of the words you need for that day. For example, it may say you need harmony for the day, or sometimes it may say flexibility, or gratitude, or willpower, or self-esteem, and there are so many buttons there, or cards there, and according to what the mini selects for you for the day, you make that water and drink it, then you will have that vibration that you need for the day. That's something that we can play every day and for fun. And also it helps to maintain, for everyone to maintain good health and abundance, or if they want to find any sweetheart, real good soulmate, it helps also. It's a vibrational thing. Things like that Mini can, Kazutama Mini can do. And I will be bringing this Mini tomorrow at the event. So if people are interested, please come and see me.
Mm-hmm. We'll be at booth number 48 at the Kent Commons, just south of Seattle, off the Valley Freeway. And, you know, you do amazing work, Michiko, and there's no one else like it on the planet doing the work that you do.
Well, thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to be able to do this.
What kind of world do you think we're going to have in the future? What kind of world would you like to have?
I think I would like to have the peaceful, of course, peaceful world as everybody does. I don't think anyone on this planet Earth wants to live in the battlefield or fighting all the time. I want to live in harmony with the people that I'm with, I'm living with, I'm working with, and I'd like to see people, everyone working in harmony and happily, living happily. So that's the kind of the world that we want to live, and to be kind, to be good to, not just to human beings or friends and families, but for all beings, including animals and plants and rocks and insects and everything in Mother Earth, with love and gratitude to water and Mother Earth.
Do you think we're all one, Michiko?
I think so. It's not only I think so, I know so, because we are one small, cell of this whole universe. Mm-hmm. And with everyone, everybody is one small cell of the universe. So we are a part of this body called the universe. So we are one.
Michiko, thank you so much for coming on today. Her website again is www.emotopeaceproject.net. And
it's emotopeaceproject.net.
Yes.
Thank you.
And she's from Tokyo, Japan, in the studio today. And I thank you so much. And she'll be with me tomorrow at booth number 48. And if you'd like to come by and introduce yourself, I know you enjoy meeting her. Eric, could you please play the water song? I hope everyone has a beautiful, really beautiful and happy weekend. We'll be broadcasting 1 week from today from the beautiful and historic Tokelin Hotel. I hope you can come out. Bye-bye, everyone. Have a beautiful and happy day.
Thank you. Bye-bye, everyone.
Tani Hikari.